91X News.
It's 22 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm David Bowie. Western North Carolina is being hit by bands of rain from Tropical Storm Michael, causing some water rescues and a landslide that closed a road. Thousands of U.S. National Guard troops, law enforcement officers, and medical teams are working their way into damaged communities in Florida to search for survivors. President Donald Trump is praising emergency crews for their hard work.
FEMA has gotten rave reviews. The first responders, law enforcement, everybody's gotten rave reviews. I just spoke with Governor Scott. They're very happy. Food is being now, following the hurricane, being now brought in.
Emergency officials in Florida say the devastation is so massive that it remains unclear if people who ignored evacuation orders were killed. The 100th day of the Ontario PC Party being in office was on Tuesday. Quinte's Conservative MPP Todd Smith says Doug Ford has kept his promises. Liam Radford has the story.
Tuesday marked the first 100 days of the Progressive Conservatives being in office in Ontario. Quinte's Conservative MPP says Premier Doug Ford and his party have delivered on many of their promises. Todd Smith, who's House Leader and Minister of Government and Consumer Services.
Now, hopefully, people will start to see the results of some of the legislation that we brought forward in the coming months.
Smith says one goal of the government is to make life more affordable for the people in Ontario. He cites progress toward lowering electricity costs. The government has introduced legislation to repeal the Green Energy Act, has cancelled 759 renewable energy projects, and has restructured the administration of Hydro One. Another area the government is making progress in is affordable housing, Smith says.
That's a key area, building affordable housing. There are currently pieces of land that the province owns across the province that could be used for affordable housing projects and to help eliminate this issue.
Liam Radford, QNET News, Belleville.
The Sterling Rodden Public Library was visited by Canadian mystery writer Vicki Delaney on Wednesday. Samantha Rice reports.
Vicki Delaney has been writing for 20 years. She says that reading and enjoying the books she reads inspired her to write.
A really keen reader. I love to read books. I read a lot, and so I think I just sort of thought that maybe I'd give it a try. Which I did. I went to, I was working full-time, but I went to Sheridan College to take an adult education course in creative writing and really enjoyed it.
Delaney has 33 published books, but says that her favorite ones to write are the Sherlock Holmes Bookshop series.
I was thinking about writing a series just about a woman who owns a bookstore, and then I thought that certainly, you know, there's nothing more popular today than Sherlock Holmes. So I thought it would be fun to try and recreate Sherlock Holmes in a modern young woman. So that's what I've done.
Delaney has given herself the tagline, the one-woman crime wave. She writes in several mystery subgenres from gritty psychological suspense to light and cozy reads. Samantha Rice, QNET News, Belleville.
A grand opening of a new fire station in Quinte West happened yesterday. Evan McClelling has more.
An honor guard stands at attention for the singing of the national anthem to a crowd of over 100 people. This marks the start of the grand opening of Quinte West's new Fire Station 1. Its predecessor was built in the 60s. Many here said it was an inadequate facility even before it started to sink into the ground. Mayor Jim Harrison said the new station, on the other hand, is state-of-the-art.
We've got fantastic responders, and we want a facility that reflects their desire and commitment to the city, and we're proud of this new building.
Not only is it a better facility, Fire Chief John Whalen said it is also in a better location.
Our old location was right on an intersection, which made it very difficult to get in and out. And with the drive-through bays, it means quicker response times. This is 1,001%, if there's such a thing, improvement. It's just delightful to be here. You'd have to see the old facility just to see what I mean.
The station costs a little less than $7.1 million, coming in just under its budget of $7.2. It will also act as a training center and a home for full-time firefighters on shift duty. Evan McClelland, QNET News, Trenton.
Pressure is mounting for the White House to get answers from the Saudi government regarding the disappearance of Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Emily Rao reports.
Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey last week and hasn't been heard from since. Senator Chris Murphy says he's seen nothing to suggest Khashoggi is still alive.
If the United States knew that the Saudis were attempting to abduct Jamal Khashoggi, it certainly seems that we should have let him know.
A bipartisan group of senators wrote a letter to the president triggering an investigation and potential sanctions if it's determined the Saudis violated Khashoggi's human rights. Emily Rao, ABC News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Kanye West to the White House, saying the rapper has been a friend for a long time. West credits Trump with stopping a potential war with North Korea and is encouraging Trump to swap his usual Air Force One jet for a hydrogen-powered plane. In nearly a 10-minute long speech in the Oval Office, West says he was pressured not to wear his red Make America Great Again cap.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
Trump and West discussed a range of issues, including manufacturing, prison reform, preventing gang violence, and reducing violence in Chicago, which is where West grew up. West praised Trump and took issue with how the president is portrayed in much of the media.
What I need Saturday Night Live to improve on, or what I need the liberals to improve on, is if he don't look good, we don't look good. This is our president.
Trump tweeted praise for West last week after he wore a red Make America Great Again cap on Saturday Night Live and gave an unscripted speech to the studio audience in support of the president. A new survey for Plan International Canada finds a majority of Canadian girls and young women have found the Me Too movement heartening when it comes to the prospects of increased gender equality. Don Kelly has the story.
The online poll of slightly more than 1,000 young women and girls found they still feel they face discrimination. About a third feel less equal than men and think they have fewer opportunities to lead. The poll found just 28% of Canadian girls and young women say the Me Too movement made them feel hopeful about gender equality in the future. Two-thirds report having a friend who'd been sexually harassed. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Meta Employment Services.
We're about to change the way you get hired. Are you ready for it? If you're out of school and between the ages of 15 and 29, we'll help you find an employer that sticks. Want to learn more about the new Employing Young Talent incentive? Call Meta and speak with one of our job developers about how you can enroll today. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's soccer team is playing tonight after having to play yesterday. They're back on the road again to play the Durham Lords. Fresh off a 4-0 loss against the St. Lawrence Vikings yesterday, the Lancers are still looking to get their first win of the season. In hockey, the Wellington Dukes will be hosting the Newmarket Hurricanes tonight. The Dukes are on a 2-game winning streak and hope to make it 3. The Wellington Dukes have 16 points in 14 games this season. Faceoff begins at 7:30 p.m. 12 games are on the schedule tonight in the NHL with 6 Canadian teams in action. The Toronto Maple Leafs will carry their winning streak into Detroit to play the Red Wings. Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers head to Boston to square off against the Bruins. The Canucks will play the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Flames will be in St. Louis to play the Blues. The Jets head to Music City to play the Nashville Predators. And the Canadian home team tonight is the Montreal Canadiens against the Los Angeles Kings, a rematch of the 1993 Stanley Cup Final. Other games include Colorado at Buffalo, Columbus at Florida, San Jose against the New York Rangers, Golden Knights at the Penguins, Capitals versus the Devils, and the Chicago Blackhawks play the Minnesota Wild in a Central Division matchup. In football, an NFC East division rivalry continues tonight at East Rutherford, New Jersey. The defending Super Bowl champion 2-3 Philadelphia Eagles visit MetLife Stadium to take on the 1-4 New York Giants. And even though both teams are in the bottom of their division, they are barely behind the 2-2 division leader Washington Redskins. Eagles running backs Wendell Smallwood and Corey Clement will get bigger roles tonight as Jay Ajayi is ruled out for the season with a torn ACL. And Giants tight end Evan Engram is still out from an MCL sprain he suffered back in week 3. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.